Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
The amazing story of Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase.
That's funny.
Dan, what's the latest on these two guys? I know they were indicted. What's going on with these guys?
So Luis Ortiz was arraigned yesterday and out on bond. He is not able to leave the country or go to a couple of different states, one of them being Ohio, in between there as well. Emmanuel Clase is supposed to appear today in court, be arraigned as well. We'll see where that goes from there. Supposedly he's going to show up from what we heard from attorneys and all that stuff. He'd been in supposedly in the DR, sources say we don't know 100%. And there was a question for a little bit if he would actually come back to this, and he's coming back. So we'll see where it goes from there.
It's all interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Or it's he's pled not guilty. We'll see what Class A, please.
I would assume if he's coming back.
By the way,
who pays for the plane ticket when you get, I'm just curious, like who pays for the plane ticket when you got to come back from the, by the way, you've been indicted. You need to come back. I'm assuming that if you believe you're innocent, you would have no problem paying for that plane ticket.
Paul Hoynes has done a great job. Hoynes, he's been all over this stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody in our country is innocent until proven guilty.
This is true.
Except in the court of public opinion.
This is also true.
When Hoynesy goes through everything and writes up what it is that they have, and they have specific text messages and everything else dating way back, I just think, I guess you have to plead not guilty just for the sake of getting into court, I guess, for, you know,
that's true,
trying to make your stance or whatever. But man, it's what's in the indictment and everything is really specific. You don't get really specific on stuff unless there's stuff. Do you, Andy? I don't know.
When you get indicted, they're going to throw the book at you, right? They're going to find everything they possibly can.
But it's not like they're just making stuff up.
They found
stuff.
And then I would think prosecutors are like, okay, let's just say there are five things they really want to get someone on. They're going to find, you know, 100 things that they possibly could get you on just for this and that, hoping that they're going to get to five. You know what I'm saying?
I keep thinking we're missing.
If I'm wrong, please tell me.
We're missing some kind of big bit of information here
on the story itself.
Yeah.
You don't think this is just two knuckleheads. You think there's more to it?
I do. Because I have a hard time believing that these guys are such knuckleheads that they would throw away potentially tens of millions of dollars to pick up some pocket change. there's something that's got to be missing here. Mm. I mean, what's seriously, even though Class A's big money didn't kick in till next year, he's still making seven figures.
Yeah.
What's $7,000 to him?
Well, I mean, if you...
And some of the stuff is like that you see from the indictment that's been written up by Hoynsey, Jeff Passan as well, done a great job. You know, it's like, hey, send that money to this person in the DR. Well, what's that all about? You know, there was one thing that said that Class A told Ortiz, tell somebody that that's for like fixing up the house or something like that. And it's like, getting real specific on things. Why? What's? I just think there's something we're missing. And I don't mean that we're missing it. I mean that it hasn't come out yet. We'll see, because I have a hard time believing that these guys would jeopardize tens of millions of dollars to pick up pocket change.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, let's just say, and I can't remember I'm trying to put this in words. What their future earnings were completely with bonuses and all that stuff, right? So, but, you know, let's just say it was $1 million just for the sake of art. You're still paying 37% tax on $1 million of making. So,
happy to pay 37% tax if I made $1 million.
It's also $370,000, right, on a million? That's $370,000.
That's good math.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look at that and you wonder, and then he took less.
But Andy, you don't, you know, maybe we don't know what the guy's finances are.
Right, absolutely, we don't. You're right.
Man, it's small change compared to what was looking at him the next 2 years.
Yeah, especially when you're the best closer in the game.
Well, he had double-digit millions of dollars the next 2 years under contract.
Before we get into a solution here, I want to talk to Arvin in Cuyahoga Falls. Hi, Arvin, how are you?
Hi, Arvin.
I am fine. How are you guys?
Good. What are your thoughts here?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mr. Baskin, yeah. I was a resident security agent for baseball.
I know you very well, sir.
And I grew up on Altamont in the old neighborhood.
Very nice. So,
yes. And I want to just say a few things.
Sure.
Mr. Phelps, you are correct. After the arraignment, they will ask for discovery from the prosecutor. And that information, everything that was entailed in the investigation will be displayed to the defense. And yes, Mr. Phelps, there is a lot, I believe, is not shown. And spending 19 years with baseball, also with the police department, baseball does everything very well. It was an honor to be part of this organization. And believe me, they don't leave stones unturned. I think at the end of the day, a lot of people will be disappointed. For what I do for a living and all the cases I did my whole career, it was always the tip of the iceberg. It was always the string on the wool sweater. You start pulling that string, everything falls apart. when you read the affidavit and they say confidential informant, most likely that was a person that was given an opportunity to play on their team and not be prosecuted. So I feel very, very confident that when this comes out, a lot of people, especially the folks that are into baseball, are going to feel disappointed.
Yeah, Arvin, I'm curious, because Jeff and I were talking about this, and you are 100% a trusted source. I want people to know that, because we do know each other, so I'll put it that way. We're kind of kicking around when you look at the story from the outside, and you wonder about the Dominican Republic factor, because obviously laws are different there than they are here. I don't know, does that set off any, like, hey, we need to look more, or hey, there might be some other stuff going on here, or just red flags for you?
The red flags for me, and I'm speaking as Arvin, not right. as an investigator.
Right.
But mind you, the investigators in MLB are retired FBI, law enforcement, even retired people from South America in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. My feeling is you're bringing up young men that $10 is more money than they've seen growing up. Mm-hmm. And suddenly they have money they don't know what to do with. They become very popular. People that are probably a little nefarious in that area, like everybody, like
sure.
organized crime everywhere, mm-hmm. comes to them and tells them what they can do and how well they can take care of their family. And a lot of times they turn the tables and suddenly become evil and say, you better do this or maybe something could happen to your family. It's an age-old problem. I've worked these cases. I've seen what they do. It's sad. These young kids, and they are young, suddenly are given hundreds of thousands of dollars, more money than they've ever seen in their life or their family. And they get enamored by the lights.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, Arvin. Thank you. It was good to talk to you again, my friend. We appreciate it. I may call on you for more knowledge on this, just so you know.
Anytime you need.
Oh, you're a good man.
Thank you.
Take care, Arvin. Appreciate
you, Arvin.
Yeah, legit. Like 100% legit. That was interesting, wasn't it? Because, you know, both you and I had kind of kicked that thought around.
Well, there's something missing here.
Yeah, it's just. Well, one of the things we were going to talk about here before we started talking to Arvin, that, you know, is there a way to fix this? And, you know, microbets are really kind of at the core.
Explain what those are.
They're bets on, is this going to be a ball or a strike? I mean, it's just tiny little bets within the game. Am I correct in everything I'm saying there? Is there more to it?
You can bet on pitch velocity. You can bet on all that kind of stuff, too. That's all part of this micro prop bet idea.
So, you know, Dan and I were talking about this before. I mean, Dan, do you actually think that the league could ban micro betting?
They could. I mean, they definitely, at least for their sponsors and all that kind of stuff, they could. They already put the $200 minimum on all of those bets in. Major League Baseball passed that into law along with all the gambling companies that you could think of. So that'll limit it somewhat. I don't think it's going to stop it. We'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, your solution might be to ban it and just say you can't take these bets on actual gaming websites,
okay, who,
I should say.
Yeah, but who is going to ban it? Like, I would think the only ones that could really ban it would be the pressure from the leagues to say, hey, like FanDuel. I it's fair to say, you know, although FanDuel doesn't have, I don't know, they're partners. Like these betting sites are partners.
They're all partners with each other.
Yeah. And so if the leagues themselves put pressure on them to say, guys, I mean, it's not right. I know we had talked about this last week with Nick, and Nick's like, well, what if you can't bet the under? What if the leagues start to stop them from doing that?
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.